I'm Doug O'Brien, and this is an introduction to NLP. In the next few minutes, I'm going to introduce you to the basic principles of NLP, where it came from, and some of the things it can do for you. As you listen to this tape, you'll see many ways that, with NLP, you can make your life more exciting, more successful, more fun. You'll probably say to yourself, ah, finally, this stuff makes sense. You know, because it's down-to-earth, practical technology that puts you in the driver's seat of your own life. NLP was created originally in the 1970s by Richard Bandler and John Grinder. Richard Bandler was a scientist and computer expert with an interest in Gestalt therapy. John Grinder was a linguist. They were both working at the University of California at Santa Cruz. They combined their talents to create this thing we call neuro-linguistic programming. Because Bandler was a computer expert, they utilized the metaphor that the brain is like a computer in an effort to describe it in a way that's useful. And it is a workable model because, after all, once you understand the computer language, in the case of our neurological computer that's up between our ears, that's our neurolinguistics, then you can program it to get the results that you want. You know, so many of us go through life and we have these factory preset programs that were put in probably by our parents or other amateur hypnotists like teachers or priests, whatever. And sometimes they're wonderful patterns, and sometimes they're very effective. And sometimes they're not the most efficacious, and they're not what we want them to be for now. You know, because they might have been perfectly appropriate for us at one time in our lives, but they're not what we want them to be now. So what NLP does is it gives us new computer software for our brain. Software programs are sets of instructions for a computer to do certain things at certain times and in a certain order. And that's exactly what NLP teaches you to do for your own mind-body machine. Different from electronic computer language, our neural linguistics made up of more than just words and numbers. For us, it's made up of things we see, we hear, we feel, smell, and taste. All these representation systems are the way that we encode information into our brains and how we represent the world to ourselves. And there's important distinctions to be made within each of these systems as well. Take how you talk to yourself, for an example. The things you say to yourself are important, but notice how specifically you say it to yourself. Notice that the inflection and tonality of what is said affect meaning profoundly. Neurolinguistics takes this into consideration. If you turn on a computer and type, it's just digital information. But if you say to yourself, I really want to take action, in neurolinguistics, the communication is very different from, I really want to take action. You know, clearly that's not a very congruent communication, is it? NLP shows you how to cancel old patterns that were programmed into you and to issue new instructions. How to write more effective operating software for your brain and get greater performance in everything you do, from building rapport with others to making money to getting really anything you want faster and more efficiently. And while NLP does enable us to think more positively, NLP is not just positive thinking. NLP gives you an attitude that allows you to create new patterns of thinking, feeling, and responding that are all your own. You know, because that's what it's really all about. Integrating it and creating your own self. Now, to understand and appreciate how NLP originated, one of the things that I think is really crucial, one of the differences that makes a difference, comparing NLP to, say, psychotherapy, is that NLP asks a different question. 100 years ago, 102, 103 years ago, Sigmund Freud was interested in hypnosis. Interestingly, as Bandler and Grinder modeled the great hypnotherapist Milton Erickson to expand NLP, but most people don't know Freud was interested in hypnosis as well. He left hypnosis or branched off from it and got into analysis and dream analysis because he was searching for the answer to the question, why? Why are people certain ways? Why do they act that way? Why do they have these different neuroses or these psychoses in their lives? Why does this happen? Now, have you ever noticed that when you ask a different question, you get a different answer? Bandler and Grinder asked the question, how? Not why, but how do people do things? You know, because they were operating from this computer model. They wanted to know how the brain processes the things you see, hear, feel, smell, and taste. What's the order and syntax in the processing of these different elements that create the inner experiences we classify as reality? NLP has been called the study of subjective experience, but I think it's more than just the study of subjective experience. To me, the great thing about it is it gives us the ability to discern and discover other people's patterns of genius and to install them in ourselves. Because we all have the same computer, and it's an amazing machine, It's been estimated that people use only about 10% of their brain. I think for most people, that's kind of a generous estimation. So I think this is really going to be fun. Stop for a minute. Just imagine what it would be like to be sitting with a room full of people that were all totally committed to making their lives better and enjoying it more. Spellbound while they're learning one phenomenal success secret after another. Keys so powerful that merely applying one, just one, could forever change the quality of your life. With NLP, you learn about learning in completely different ways. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about how people learn and what learning is all about. And I said, I don't think that learning is about the traditional classroom where you just memorize things and throw it up on the test and ask the teacher, is this going to be on the final? You know, to me, learning was about the ability to remember a time when you were insatiably curious. Like maybe when you were a little kid and your parents had a birthday gift or a Christmas present for you and they kept it all wrapped up and maybe they hid it somewhere and you knew it was there in the closet for you. And maybe you snuck in and held that present and you thought, what's in there? I've got to find out. And maybe you shook it. And you know, you begin to imagine what you would do with this wonderful gift that's right in front of you. Or maybe the first time you as a little child and you see that brilliant flash of color fly right by you and you see your first butterfly and you looked at it with wide open wonder and you thought, oh my God, what is that? And the world seems just a wonderful, mysterious place. You see, as far as I can tell, learning is about the ability to open your mind completely. To me, as I see it, that's the way it works. So I'm really excited about our upcoming NLP certification programs. Because, you know, just like any skill, like dancing, it's hard to learn it from a book. One of the things I think is important about NLP is that it makes the recognition that we're not just our brains, we're also our bodies. And the way that we use our bodies and our physiology has tremendous impact. As an example, there was a study done at the University of California at San Francisco by Dr. Paul Ekman a number of years ago, where they took a group of clinically depressed people. They took a third of these people, and they did nothing at all. Of course, you know, it was a control group, so they have to compare it with the norm. So they did nothing at all with a third of the people. And then a third of the people, they gave them psychotherapy regularly for the duration of the test. And then they took a third group of people, and they had them come into their offices and simply smile. They didn't tell them jokes or anything, but smile. They just, you know, tighten the smile muscles of the face around the lips, just about the eyes, just to create a smile. And they did it in a mirror so they could verify that they were actually doing it. And that's all they did for the duration of the study. At the end of it, it was very interesting. The people that did nothing at all, a third of them got better, just got better. A third of them got worse. And a third of them stayed about the same. Now, the people that did psychotherapy, a third of them got better. And a third of them got worse. And a third of them stayed just about the same. Sound familiar? And the people that came in, however, and just smiled, just did that alone, they found that a remarkable thing occurred. Almost all of them, in an extraordinary response for this kind of trials, almost 93% of them reported that their depression lifted. You know, from only doing that. So NLP says, cool, let's use that. If that's what it takes, let's change our physiology. So notice how a person, when they're depressed, stands in a certain way. Actually, don't take my word for it. Check it out. Try it for yourself. Stand up. Or you can do it later, but at some point, stand up and see how you would be standing if you were depressed. How would you be breathing? Where would your head be tilting at? You know, would your shoulders be stooped? I think that's true for most people. So now do this. Stand with your shoulders back. Look up at the ceiling. Put a big, silly grin on your face. Simply breathe deeply and maybe even bounce up and down a little bit on your toes. Get that movement in your body. Okay, keep that grin on your face, looking up at the ceiling. Go ahead, be depressed. You know, you can't do it because our minds and our bodies are one and the same. They're connected. There's only one mind-body machine. Neurolinguistic programming recognizes that part of the neurolinguistic programming, you know, is all of this. It's the mind, it's the body, it's the pictures, it's the sounds, it's the inflections, it's all of these things put together. And it really gives you the ability to take what it is that you want in your life and to create that. It's so exciting because it really puts you in the driver's seat of your life. But it's almost like you're creating your life. It's almost that metaphysical, you know? It's really that remarkable of a skill, of an ability to have. So I invite you to come, to be there with us at the certification course and learn how you can apply these skills to your own life, to enjoy growing and changing and discovering for yourself how much greatness you really are capable of and how much pleasure you can stand. Now, on the other side of this tape is an excerpt of a live recording from last year's certification course. It's a closed-eye process or hypnotic induction designed to facilitate the integration of learnings from that weekend. You can use it whenever you want to integrate learnings in your own life, maybe even right now. But please note, it's to be used when you're sitting safely in an unmoving room, like your bedroom or your den or something. Do not listen to this while driving. Just enjoy it in a safe place. Relax, close your eyes, and drift off and just listen to it. Enjoy. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.